Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Lobs into Outlaw. He spins baseline on Pierce, now works his way into the paint, puts it up and in. Count the bucket, and the Magic are taking the Celtics to school right now.
What a move. Paul Pierce, where you going, young fella? Bo went the other way.
Look at that. Bo Outlaw on the highlight. Welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Orlando in action tonight, taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. And here on Magic Drive Time, I am joined by George Galante, Director of Communications for the Orlando Magic, also co-host of Magic Overtime with Dante and Galante, and also Bo Outlaw, former Magic player and current community ambassador, kind enough to join us. Bo, it's been 7 years of begging on this show to get you. Finally got you up here. George, he found the fourth level, and he's joining us on radio. I'm fired up.
I think that's why he hasn't been on yet, because he didn't know that you were on the club level here at the Amway Center. It's misleading because the
it's not the club level.
Well, also,
it's the level below the club.
That's true. This is between the club level. Bo only goes to the club level. By the way, he's on the floor with the people or in the club in the suites.
He goes to Icon Fields Auto.
That's right.
And the club level.
It's also misleading because that promo said you were live inside the Magic Studios.
I'm glad you caught that.
Good point.
Bo's looking for the Magic Studios this whole time.
What studio are we in?
We always have Aaron Berlin back in the Magic studio, so that allows us to say that. But the Magic will host the Philadelphia 76ers. A lot to get to on the program. NBA Hoop Scoop in the next segment. Who's in, who's out for the Orlando Magic. And we'll talk about this Philly team. I tell you, let's start there. All right, let's start there. Because, Bo, I want to pick your brain. I want to get your thoughts. Everyone's raving about trust the process with Philadelphia, right? Trust the process. They put their fans through 4 years of hell, really, living hell. 1 year they won 10 games, the 2015-16 season, all to get with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. That's what came out of that. Now, two exceptional players. I argue if they get one or two, they're taking Wiggins or Parker. They're not even taking Embiid. I think Embiid fell into their lap. I don't think they knew what they were getting. Was it worth it for Philadelphia to do what they did to get here with Simmons and Embiid?
If it took 4 years to get this result, it's quite sure. Yes, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's a process, and – they say trust the process, and now it's become a national thing. But if you go around any gym in the NBA and teams that are struggling, guess what they all say? Trust the process.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
It's a process. Anytime you change, make change. You go from this management to that management. Or get rid of this player for that player and say, why did you do that? Because there's a process. There's always something behind the move that is made.
Well, I would argue, what I love is they kept Brett Brown through the whole process.
Now, that's rare.
And he made them play hard, and you could see night in and night out he was getting the most out of those guys. But, George, you and I make the contention all the time, go out there, win the games, and then get the best player wherever you land in the draft. You don't need to throw away all the years that they did, but, you know, you're going to look back at it, now everyone's going to go down this model because of the guys that they came away with.
Well, you know, I do believe that Philly was doing I don't want to say that Brett Brown went out there and tried to lose.
No, it wasn't done by him.
Not
done by him.
Okay, so Brett Brown is a part of this thing. Brett Brown was handpicked 5 years ago or whenever he took over. And they said, look, here's what we're going to do. We need, and kudos to Brett Brown and kudos to the Sixers front office, because even through the change of Sam Hinkie to Colangelo, they kept Brett Brown. That's been the one consistent thing through this whole thing. And you found guys like Robert Covington, who is a big piece for them. That was part of the 10-win team. Okay, so there's other things that
are
involved.
Rashawn Holmes was a good find.
And Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid had the luxury of they sat out whole seasons, but also they got to learn what was expected of them from Brett Brown and from what they were trying to do. That's a little different than what, say, I mean, look across the court. That's different than what this Magic team has been through in the last 6 years.
Absolutely.
So if you're asking me, would I take the 4 years of pain for where they are right now?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I don't say doing that on purpose is not necessarily the right thing. And you're right. Like, they lucked into Embiid. Simmons had his, you know, his rookie year was gone because of his injury, and he's come back, and he's a tremendous player. Yeah. They're not rookies.
They're not rookies.
They are not rookies. So these guys are seasoned.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't you think – so I have a problem with Ben Simmons being in the conversation for rookie of the year.
I have a problem with that. That happened earlier in this NBA a couple of years ago with a guy named Blake Griffin.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
He missed an entire year.
Those guys who miss an entire year, you can't tell me that guy's a rookie because you've been in – the NBA getting professional treatment, professional training,
yes,
professional working out. So, therefore,
this facility.
So, let me ask you this question. Say you get a guy who comes in and doesn't play that year. So, the next year he plays, he's a rookie?
Apparently so. Yeah. That's the way
it
works.
Just saying, if he sits on the bench the whole year and doesn't play, he's one of your guys that just doesn't play.
He shouldn't be. You're right. And that's the same thing with Ben Simmons. It was the same thing with Blake Griffin. To say this guy's
been able to practice, go through workout.
You know, behind closed doors, he's practicing with these guys. He's working, like Bo said, he's getting all the things that comes with being a professional athlete. So that's a little bit different from what the Sixers did as compared to what some of these other teams are doing.
But
and
now
it's
listen,
working out.
But now part of them throwing away multiple seasons in there, don't forget, was Nerlens Noel, Jahlil Okafor, and
Markelle Fultz.
Potentially Markelle Fultz.
Those could be three
colossal mistakes that were involved in that. There's no doubt.
But that's what the 4 years are for.
Yeah.
The opportunity to mistake, and those mistakes were
Think about that, right. They made those mistakes in the draft, and they're still coming away smelling like a rose because when Embiid is healthy, he's as good as anybody in the league. I mean, this guy is a freak. He is unbelievable. Yes. And Ben Simmons can't shoot outside 10 feet, and it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
I'd say like 7.
Right. You go 7 feet?
Yeah.
Bo Outlaw has a better range than Ben Simmons.
This is true.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
This is true. Bo Outlaw has made more threes in his career than Ben
no
Simmons.
There's no doubt.
Ben Simmons has yet to make one.
Like George said about that one thing consistent, you said Brett Brown. I think it's two things. It was Brett Brown and then Brett Brown's intensity.
No doubt.
Because he had two things to him. Because if you don't keep Brett, like you say, they don't learn to play that hard.
There's no doubt. Think about
you can't control wins and losses, but you can control effort, and he
identity.
Certainly did that.
Think about the difference just on the sidelines between the Sixers and the Magic. Just not to pick on the Magic, obviously, because the Magic are here in front of us, and that's our team. We've had four coaches.
In
six seasons.
Been there, right?
The consistency has not been there. Whereas Brett Brown has been. You know what? You could have looked at him and be like, Brett Brown needs to be fired. No, Brett Brown was a part of this.
Yeah,
they knew Brett Brown was a part of it, and now that it's time to win. That Brett Brown has put his stamp on this team.
And he survived a couple of different changes.
Yes.
He survived a couple of front office changes, and he's still there. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, Bo Outlaw, NBA Hoop Scoop coming up in the next segment. Speaking with Bo and George. And Bo, I love what they did. They threw a ton of money, a one-year deal at J.J. Redick. We saw firsthand how much J.J. Redick worked in Orlando, how hard he worked to become the player he's become. This will be his 12th year in the NBA. He's never missed the postseason. Team he's been on has made the postseason.
You know why?
What do these young guys stand to gain from a guy like J.J. Redick?
Just what you said, that effort. He's a professional. Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone starts in their career and you're not a professional. You have to learn that.
Yep.
You don't wake up with that. You think you have it. You don't get it until you get to the professional level and understand, like, oh, I thought I was a pro. Let me become a pro. He's a true pro. As you notice, once he's been there, between Brett Brown and J.J. Redick, one on the sideline, one on the court, the intensity is always there. If they're not making shots, they're still running off picks hard. They're still making the effort. They give themselves a chance. And they got enough talent to win if you give yourself a chance. I'm not saying they're not talented.
Sure.
But with that effort and that talent, they're going to always be in games.
And he's a pro, and he's having the best year of his career. He delivered with that. And I take it another step further. What are the playoffs going to be like for a rookie? Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are rookies.
Now you have
those guys helping them too, right?
Now this is going to be different because they're going to be playing on straight emotions. Mm-hmm. So do their emotions run out in the first round? Do they get through the first rounds? Because if they do get through it, they're going to be emotionally drained.
Yeah.
Because the playoffs, you guys know, it's a different animal.
Yep.
I was awesome in the playoffs.
You were amazing.
Right. I was amazing.
2009, I was on top of my game, by the way. I was sick. My game notes were awesome.
Yes.
They were awesome.
But you know, and perfect example, y'all sit there and see it. Every night you come to the gym, they know your plays, but it's a different level of knowing your plays. You got to become a basketball player and make plays. Everyone's going to know your play. When you call a 32 twist, everyone on the other team is going to get in position to run that play.
No one's coming. That's exactly right.
So, therefore, that's when the emotion comes in the game. That's when the intensity comes. That's when the crowds are there. Do you get too high? Do you get too low? Can you ride that wave?
What would you be? What would Bo be in today's game? Today's game. You would have.
A hack.
I don't mean right now, today.
He would be a fouling machine.
Listen, the way I played, I would foul out. Think about it.
Yeah.
The way they call flagrants foul, like, are you kidding me?
But when you played, you couldn't touch anybody.
No, when I played,
they could touch somebody. That's why Bo was riding them all the way down the court.
And at the end of my career, they start putting, they take the touch away.
But I would say this. I would say what Bo would be, which 90% of the – he would play harder than 90% of the NBA. I know that. And that's what Bo Outlaw did when he played back in the day. I think it would take his game to that much a higher level.
I would probably look better just because of effort.
I think you're right.
I'm not saying I'm good. I'm not, but I would, because I would be playing harder than most of the guys.
Absolutely.
I would. Oh, he's good. Oh, no, I'm just.
But you defend. But defend, rebound, rim run. You know, run to the rim, catch lobs. I mean, all those things.
Rim run.
Now it'd be
rim
run. Layup.
Rim runner. It was a rim run.
No, exactly right. All right, George. Who's in? Who's out for the Orlando Magic here tonight? Who do we have? Sidelined before we duck in.
Jonathan Simmons will not play tonight. He has a right wrist contusion. Jonathan Isaac will also not play tonight. He is a strained left foot.
I saw that.
So he also will not play tonight. So Jamel Artis has been activated. He's spent most of the season in the G League with Lakeland. He'll be active tonight. Wes Iwundu gets in the starting lineup for the Magic.
Okay, Wes Iwundu. How about that?
Does Mario Hezonja. So those two guys will start along with Aaron Gordon, Vucevic, and DJ Augustine.
All right, lots to get to. I want to ask Bo how nice the G League would have been to have when he was here, what this means for development for NBA players. We're talking Kawhi Leonard. What the heck is going on in San Antonio? I want to get these guys' thoughts on that, as well as our NBA Hoop Scoop. We'll be back in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
The pass intended for Wingate, knocked beautiful away. Magic pass. Run it the other way, and Outlaw gets it dunked. Bo Outlaw right to the top, the goggled one. Dunks it down, and given to him by Carlos Arroyo.
And a bench erupts. I mean, everybody has so much fun watching Bo Outlaw.
Absolutely, as did we. Was he not fun to watch, George?
He was the best.
He's a stat stuffer. He did something different every night.
The one-man full-court press.
The one thing I didn't do was score points, though.
That's not true.
But you know what was cool, Bo? And this is what I'd love to get your thoughts on. If I'm a fan and I've spent my hard-earned money to come to a game, I want to see these guys give it everything they've got. And you feel that you're earning, you know, it's warranting the price that you've paid for a ticket. And you took that to heart. You did that. You gave the fans everything you had night in and night out. So, one, where did that come from? And, two, do you feel that's still happening today?
One, I came from my mom. She did all she could do for me. So I figured, hey, if she can do it, I can do it. And I went from there. Two, you said, do they do it today? Who?
When you watch today's – now, listen, the NBA is in great hands. I'm not saying is your era better than – I'm asking, do these guys work as hard and are they as wired as you guys were coming through?
The first 15 games, yes, the effort is there. During the middle of the season, you're trying to make it through the season. Depending on the game, the competition level goes up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's two rival teams, yeah, they're going to go at each other. You can see it. For 82 games, does it happen? No, it doesn't happen. Not from my opinion. Just my opinion. I'm not the man who says final word, but the effort.
George
is not
has the final
there.
Word. Do you see it?
Bo speaking on behalf of everybody at the Orlando organization.
But see, that's something that could, you know, could stand to improve. There's no question, because guys are as talented as they've ever been and as athletic.
They're way more talented
right?
than we were.
Than
yes.
they've ever been, and so I think that tends to be a gripe, and who knows? We'll see that, and we'll get there, but the talent is certainly there. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli joined by Bo Outlaw, George Galante. Have you guys been following this situation in San Antonio? It looks like a players-only meeting, closed doors, to kind of urge and encourage Kawhi Leonard to get back out there on the floor. What the heck is going on, George, in San Antonio?
Oh, it sounds like Kawhi Leonard told him, to me. It's a very interesting thing. We were talking about it off the air a little bit.
Zach, why does that guy not want to play?
Now,
I think
I would agree with what Bo said off the air, that the first half of the year, He was legitimately hurt and tried to come back. And this is a guy that's never been hurt before. Oh. He's never had an injury. And he might be a little afraid right now to get back on the court. He might just be timid and think, I'm going to get back on that court and get hurt again. So the other half of that is he's watched these other Spurs for all these years take days off. Yeah. You know, hey, Manu, it's your time to take 3 days off. Hey, Tony, it's your turn to take 5 days off. And maybe Kawhi just said, hey, you know what?
I'm taking a month off.
I don't know. There's definitely something to that. I would be interested to hear. You know, I would interested to be a fly on the wall in the Spurs locker room for sure.
I think more details will come out. But, yeah. Bo, I would imagine that approach goes against every fiber of your being.
Yeah, that's not me. But maybe he's just trying to be nice and not play and say, that's, you know, I'm done here. No, there's no easy way to say that you don't want to play there rather than just try to sit it out and make it to the end of the year and see what happens because.
But we don't see that with the best contract player.
We should look that up. I should probably know that.
I don't know if he's going to be a free agent coming up or I thought he just got his big deal. So he's there long term. But is that the approach you take? A superstar doesn't want to be there and you just sit out?
But
I find that hard to believe.
Either they play and complain the whole year. Now, because at the end of the season, if they want out, it's going to happen. They're going to say, well, I don't want to play here anymore. Something's got to happen. And it happens now. I don't know how to handle things. I don't know how to do things. And like you said, for him to be out this long, don't know. I don't know how long he has left there. Because after all those injuries, like you say, what's your mindset?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And that's a very real thing. That affects guys.
For sure.
It could be
totally a mental thing with Kawhi Leonard right now.
It looks like he's got one more year under team control and then a player option for the following year. So by all intents and purposes, he could be in his final year next year in San Antonio. And maybe he's trying to force
next year too, but why would you force it now?
Because you might force it now because they say we can get something for him
rather than
let him walk.
That's true.
That's desirable.
That's a good point.
He's a very likable guy. Around the league.
I like him.
Not everybody likes drinking that Popovich Kool-Aid. Well, all right, AB, take us through our NBA hoop scoop for George and Bo.
Obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
I'll tell you what, we should just have Bo on the show every day. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Right? Exactly.
It's a lot of fun. All right,
and
guys.
He's got the goggles on still.
Oh, that just makes it so much better. That image in my head is wonderful right now. All right, guys. Comedian Kevin Hart told people that LeBron of the Sixers next year has been trying to recruit him. He had some interesting words, but then said, quote, I don't see him leaving. Other people think that he will. I don't see him going anywhere. I guess my question to you guys are, chances LeBron actually leaves the land?
West Coast.
L.A.?
He has a house there already. He does movies and shows. Why wouldn't he want to be there?
I just want to know when Kevin Hart became the expert on all this. That's what I want to know.
He's an expert on laughter.
Come on, AB.
Bo, the real question is, how many houses do you have? If he's got one in L.A., how many you got?
LeBron makes movies. I go to movies. There's a big difference. So I got one.
There you go. There's your answer. He makes movies. I go to
them. That puts it in perspective. He's definitely gone. I think Bo's right. I think he's headed to La La Land.
Oh, that's fantastic. Question. Okay, guys. The truth, Paul Pierce is on record saying that the Sixers will beat the Cavs in the first round of this year's NBA playoffs. Are you guys buying or selling Paul Pierce's thoughts?
I am selling that. That is just a new reporter's hot take. If the Sixers and the Cavs get matched up, like I like what the Sixers are doing, they will not beat the Cavs in the first round of the
playoffs. Paul Pierce has lost his mind.
I agree with you. What was Paul thinking?
Yeah.
There's no way. Cleveland could get the eighth seed. They're going right back to the NBA Finals.
There you go.
I don't care what anybody says.
There you go.
Okay, guys, moving on. The NBA suspended our old friend Dwight Howard for picking up his 16th technical foul of the season. My question to you guys, is it silly to suspend players for picking up technical fouls?
No way, because then you're going to let these guys just go crazy, and they have to learn at some point to control their emotions.
Yeah, you can't just keep getting tech after tech after tech. And how you get suspended after a 30-30 game?
Yeah, that's poor.
Right.
32 points, 30 rebounds, and a one-game suspension for you.
Like, are you kidding me? Right. How mad could you really have been
at
that game?
Golly. That's the perfect full-circle moment. That's right. What could have happened to make you that mad?
After 32 and 30.
Well, there's a lot of things I question there. I'll say that.
And I guess my follow-up question after that is, you know, we saw, what is it, Draymond Green get suspended in the finals 2 years ago. Is it okay to suspend a player in the playoffs and essentially hurt your entire team after that?
If you do it, put yourself in a situation and get suspended, you get suspended.
If you jump kick someone in the midsection, you deserve to miss
more
a game.
More than once.
I agree with you guys. You said just because it's the playoffs doesn't mean you have just anarchy out there.
Oh, you can get beat up and nothing happens.
Yeah. No big deal.
Okay. Are you guys watching Joel Embiid take step back jumpers?
I am. I like it.
How many does he hit tonight? Step back jumpers.
Hopefully none.
Right.
Hopefully zero.
He goes
0 for tonight.
I'm going three. At least three. Should be a good one tonight. 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. 6:30 on Fox
Sports
Florida.
Am I on TV tonight?
No. Tonight. We're going to have Bo on there.
We're running out of games.
Yeah, we'll get you on there eventually.
All right. I'm
Thanks
on the radio.
Thanks for coming up,
I have
Bo.
A face
good
for
to have
radio.
You.
Am I here next time?
This
y'all don't invite me enough.
This is the first one to eat almonds during the entire show.
Bo said you don't invite him enough, by the way.
I've been inviting him for 7 years.
Pull up your emails.
Great to have you here. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time. We're back tomorrow. John Hammond joins me on the program. Have a great night, everybody.
December 9th, 2017, Nikola Vucevic becomes the first center in Orlando Magic history to record a triple-double with points, rebounds, and assists.
He's going to the top. He'll dunk it down. Vuce says, give me the ball. We're going to the top. And there, take that.
Get live stats like this and play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go with the Orlando Magic mobile app. Plus, check out how the teams match up before each game. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans want.